Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Folks, Dan Ferriero here with your opening bell for May 9th, 2025. So there's not much on the activity of the economic calendar today. I'll show you that here in a second. But the major news, once again, is the Trump trade on tariffs. Now, they're making some kind of settlement, or they're at least going to China now, one of the biggest trading partners we have, to make a settlement over the weekend. How that transpires, we're not going to know. But I do want to go over to the economic news that we have right now. We have the first Fed official coming out today, and they're starting to talk. But the news for today is basically Fed officials talking. Okay, let me get over to the news or the calendar that we have for today. It's right through here. We have Fed officials basically making the headlines today because there's really no economic news. So we have through here Federal Chairman, Fed Vice Chair Barr going to speak this morning, as well as Williams, Waller, Williams. So it's basically an action-packed day, I guess, of Fed officials talking. So what I want to go over with you guys today is that Fed official a hawk or a dove? A little bit confused of what those are? Well, I'll explain that in this video and why you need to pay attention on what Fed officials talking, because they may play a big role in these right here. So my name is Dan Ferriero. I actually do this video two times a day to inform you guys what's going on with these things over here, because I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. So if you're out there looking to buy or refinance a home, I'd love for you to check me out. I have 35 years experience in this business. I'm licensed in all 50 states, and we have a slogan: one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, that's what you're looking for. I'll just give you all that information at the end of this video. So here's what we're seeing today. There's probably not going to be a lot of move in this based on the news that we have so far, because it's really not much out there. But there will be news trickling in today, tomorrow, and all weekend about the trade and the tariffs. So that's what we're seeing right here. Trump suggests cutting the tariffs on China 80% ahead of the talks. Well, he said yesterday he had no positions on doing that at all. So another day, another coin flip. But now we have...
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Fed officials, they're going to speak all over the world today, and they're going to tell us what exactly they're thinking they're going to do. So this person said federal bar tariffs to boost inflation, slow growth later this year. We have to pay attention to the person that's talking. What position do they normally vote on? Are they a dove or a hawk? And let me explain what these are. Let's go over to the calendar. Like I said, there's nothing there today. The FOMC meetings. Hawk or a dove? What this means is a hawk is always on the alert. They're saying, okay, inflation's going to be high. Tariffs are going to be bad. This is going to... So they're always kind of on the aggressive stance that, you know, maybe things aren't going to be so well. So those persons are called hawks. They're always proposing that the rates should go up. And that's the best way I can put it. Doves, on the other hand, they look at the glass half full. So we'll say the hawks gloves have the glass half empty, and the doves the glass half full. That's probably the best way to explain it. So you have to pay attention to what person is talking. So I broke this down. Here's an article that I did, and I AI'd it, and I want you to understand what person's talking today and what stance they are. So let's get over to it. We have who do we have? Barr, Williams, and Waller. So let's get over to this list. So we have Barr. Let's see if we can find him on here. Barr, no clear classifications between dove and hawk. Okay, so we're going to leave him as basically on the in the middle. Then we got Waller. Waller views are normally hawkish, likely to support tighter monetary policy. Well, let's get over and see who spoke today. Is this Waller? Barr. Let's go to Barr. Barr speaking today. So let's get over to see what he normally does. No clear decision between dove or hawk. So he's on the basically the neutral stand. Sorry about that. Let's go back. Williams. We'll look at Williams. Did we just see that? I hope I'm not going backwards. Okay, no, Williams. Let's go back to Williams. We don't have Williams on this chart. Let me see if I have him on another chart that we have through here. Williams, New York. Well, he's probably, let's say he's in the middle. Okay, so let's get to another person we're going to look at is Waller. We looked at that. We got Williams, Barr, and Waller. So that's who you're seeing on the agenda today. So it's kind of going to be a mix. But you have to understand who's talking. That's the whole point of what I was doing here. You have to pay attention to who's talking, because it's like you watching the crash and doom videos, and then you watching my videos. It's like, okay, is the world ending, or is the world going pretty darn good? So this is how these people judge the economy, so you really have to know who's talking. So I wanted to bring that up to you guys today. Right now, the bond market's really not doing anything. We have the market down 5 ticks. That's really not going to do anything. You need a tick of about 10 or more to do anything. Yesterday, we did have mortgage rates go up a little bit. The last few days, we've had mortgage rates ticking up and up and up. And I've been on the sidelines. I know I've been on the sidelines waiting for just some news to crack. And every day, there's a whipsaw effect. So I hate going into the weekends, like I guys tell you, not locking in our rates. But if we have good news from China this weekend, I think you're going to see the markets really rally next week. So I'm going to take a position now that I'm probably most likely not going to lock people going into the weekend. Hopefully that's a good position for us. At the closing bell, I'll explain what I'm going to do for sure, because I'll have all this information that we're going to have for today, which is really not much. We're going to stay ahead of the curve on the tariff trade, because that is basically the only thing moving the markets right now. So you have good economic news coming in. Doesn't affect the markets because the Trump trade on tariffs does all the work. So it's hate to say it, folks, but we're at the mercy right now of the Trump trade on tariffs. Federal Reserve is kind of pushed away to the side. They even came in yesterday with some kind of good news, or the other day with good news. Market really didn't move that much. So we're going to pay attention to this all day long. So at the closing bell, I'll let you know what our position is going to be on rate locks. Short term, folks, I'm still saying, you know, it's going to be a volatile or rocky road. I was saying we're going to have rates basically from 6.75. We'll move that up a little bit to 6.8 to 7. So give you a little bit of a squish in those.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Rates. So if you can qualify at 7, I think you're going to be in good positions. So that's what we're seeing right through here. So if you're going looking at any other products through here, or you're looking to refinance, I'd love to be able to help you. So let's get over to what I do for a living. So if you're out there looking to buy or refinance, what are you normally looking to do? You're out there and it's like, okay, I don't understand the market. So number one, you need some guidance there. Number two, you're like, okay, I got to get 4 or 5 quotes. Why? We're trying to find the best program and the best rates and terms out there for you. Wonder if I can provide all that in one click, one application, one credit pool, and we're going to do all the hard work for you. Okay, so here's what I am. I work at a federal bank. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I've been doing this for 35 years. But the bank I work at is pretty unique. We can offer you programs at our bank, but we're set up with 33 other banks. Why? Well, because what I was just saying, you're going to shop around, so let us do all the heavy lifting for you. Imagine putting in one application, one credit pool, getting offers, or basically offers from 33 different lenders. Want to check it out and see how it works? Just put in your application. Go to therateupdate.com. The application link's right above my head. If you want to question or see how do we really do this, well, schedule a consultation with us right here. Give us a phone call, 844-775-5626. Or you can scroll down to the bottom, just in the middle of our website. Here's a whole bunch of tools for you. I have over 3,000 videos on my YouTube channel. Check them out. One is if you're a current homeowner and you keep missing that drop in rates, I wonder if I can give you a rate tracker, a rate watch tool that guarantees the next time that rate hits exactly where you're wanting it to be, you get an alert. You can do that right through here. If you're looking to buy that first house and just don't understand a lot of the steps, check out this video. Disabled veterans, we'd love to assist you right through here. If you're looking to refinance or even buy, love to navigate you through that process, because you realize you might even be exempt from the real estate taxes in the state you're moving to. We can help you determine that as well. And then we have, if you're looking to increase your credit scores or you're just trying to find out the new guidelines with FHA, check out some of these videos. You're going to learn a lot. So let's see how this market ends by the end of the day. So at the end of the day, I'll have the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. Enjoy the weather out there. In Chicago, I think we're going to have a balmy day at maybe 80. So I might try to get out a little bit early to cut my grass. But I will be back at the closing bell to help you guys out. If you need assistance in the meantime, please reach out to us at therateupdate.com. We'd love to help you. Thanks for watching, folks. See you later today. Bye-bye.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.